Today is Monday, December the 23rd, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. For some reason, I just thought of one of my listeners that messages me on Twitter, and anyway, because he said that I was very punchy in my show. I don't know if punchy, upbeat. I don't remember what he said. It was Barney, and he said I was, I don't know, but it was on Twitter. But anyway, I'm thinking about the compliment, Barney. Thank you. Anyway, yeah, it's the 23rd, so we're going to announce the winner of the little contest. But before we do, I have one more voicemail to play. And I'm also going to talk about my life a little bit, and then we will announce it at the end because, you know, I mean, you want to wait until the end. So let's go ahead and have a listen to this voicemail.
Hey, Adam, this is fucking Dan from the Gayish Podcast, hopefully getting my voicemail in under the wire. I have to admit I was a little behind on your show. I've been listening since Pride 48 back in August, but fell behind. I was caught up on Big Fatty and heard him talk about your contest. So I've been binging to catch up on you the last few days. You've been the voice in my ear while I've been cleaning out. Mm-hmm. Some people listen to podcasts on their commute. I listen to podcasts while I'm douching. I know you want these voicemails to be substantive, I believe is the word you used. So I thought I'd ask you about something that you mentioned quite a while back, and I hadn't heard you follow up on it. So I thought I'd bring that up to give you some content. While you were in Europe, I seem to recall that you accidentally embezzled from Pride 48 to pay for your hotel. That'll get sorted out. Looking forward to hearing about it. Bye.
I did embezzle. You know, well, it was so... And thank you for the call, Dan. I did and then I didn't. So what I ended up having to do, I got confused. I don't even know why I got confused, but the credit card that I had put it on was the corporate card. But then for some reason, I got confused and thought it was the Pride 48 card. I don't know why. And so I'm like, oh, no, wait a minute, switch it, you know, put it on this one. And then what I gave them was actually the Pride 48 card. I don't know. I'm ridiculous. It literally says Pride 48. I don't know how that happened. It literally says Pride 48 on it or whatever. But, well, actually, it has my name on it. It doesn't matter. Regardless, what I had to do is I submitted a reimbursement or an expense report to my company. And then they sent me a check. And so I did deposit that check into the Pride 48 account, and all is well now. It was about $1,700, I want to say, or something like that. So it would have been a lot to embezzle from Pride, but I didn't. I'm a trustworthy individual. And yeah, so thanks for the question. Also, Dan, you know, I hope my parents aren't listening because, you know, we had that whole thing where they Googled me. I don't know if you remember that, but and they found my YouTube channel, but I don't know if they found the podcast, but it's literally geekygay.com. So, I mean, come on. But anyway, so I've never douched, and I've always wondered, like, what that would it feel good or would it feel bad or would it feel like really bloaty? Like you've got like a lot of, you know, like you've eaten too much Whataburger and you need to go to the restroom, or like, I don't know what it feels like. So, you know, I'm not a bottom, you see. I have before, but it was never a good experience. Maybe it was because I didn't douche. It could be. You know, this is going to be the episodes that my parents listen to. But anyway, so I've never done it. So you can call back in and let me know. Give me some pointers. You've been entered into the competition, so so we will draw at the end. But this one may be a little bit longer because I do want to talk about a couple of things that happened literally today. But I want to talk about the weekend as well. So, I baked probably 250 cookies over the weekend. So we got a brilliant idea that all the friends, all the Filipino friends, and then my family as well, for part of their gift, we're going to get cookies. And I'm the baker in the house, so I had to select. I made a spreadsheet where I listed all the ingredients, and I used VLOOKUPs so that I could calculate the total amount of flour, sugar, eggs, cream cheese, butter, vanilla, salt, baking soda, baking powder, brown sugar, you know, all the various ingredients that you would need. I listed out every single recipe on separate tabs. And then I created one list of all the ingredients. I probably should have used a pivot table. I've never understood pivot tables, to be honest. So I didn't use a pivot table. But I came up with this big, long list. Then we went to the store. We bought all the ingredients. And we did that on a Friday night. And Saturday, I got up bright and early and started cooking. And I did a chocolate chip cookie. That's instead of chocolate chips, it's Ghirardelli semi-sweet chocolate, baking chocolate cut up into chunks, mixed with Ghirardelli white chocolate cut up into chunks. I did another batch of that with crushed up Butterfinger candy bars. And then I did a snowball cookie, which it's a round cookie. Fatty said it's like a Mexican wedding cookie or something, but it doesn't have spices in it. It's like a shortbread in consistency or texture. This had toasted walnuts in it, and then you roll it in powdered sugar. I did another one that was very similar, snowball cookie, to that same recipe, but it's lemon flavored. I did all of those. I did 9 cinnamon streusel coffee cakes, and I also baked 50 shortbread cookies shaped like Christmas trees that we're going to decorate tonight. And we're also going to dip a bunch of mini pretzels into white chocolate and decorate those and let them dry to put in as filler in the tins. So I did a lot of baking, and I was standing so much that my calves were hurting today when I went to work. I probably stood from 8 in the morning until like 8 p.m. Saturday night, and then from probably 1 in the afternoon to 8 p.m. on Sunday. So it was a lot. And I bought gift cards for the two nieces and my nephews and their wife. Well, one nephew and his wife and the other nephew. I also found out for some reason Walmart will not let you buy a Visa gift card on a credit card, and which Mark had just done like a week ago, but they wouldn't let me buy it on a credit card, and I don't have a debit card currently because it expired or something, and then I always use a credit card for frequent flyer miles, so I didn't have it with me. I had to cancel the order and go to a bank and get cash, but anyway... It was a nightmare. I still have presents to buy, and I may just cop out and get more gift cards, but I don't know. We're still going to be decorating cookies tonight after I record. We've got to put the icing on the shortbread Christmas tree cookies, and we have to make the pretzels tonight so they can dry, so then we can put them in the tins tomorrow. All right, well, the other thing that happened today that I posted on Twitter is we're babysitting my parents' dog. And I came home and my really expensive European boots that were made in Spain, they're my only expensive pair of shoes that I own. He had chewed the top of the boot off of one of them. I don't think it's out. I may be able to take them to like is it called a cobbler? A person that makes a shoe and get, maybe they can just cut it and make it a low top instead of a high top. I don't know. I mean, the bottom part of the shoe is still remaining, so I'm not really sure that happened. Then I forgot to close the pantry door after I fed the dogs, and I went back to work. And when Mark got home this afternoon, The dogs had rummaged through all the doggy treats and some dog toys that we had in the pantry and strewn them all out. They ate like all the treats out of the bags. It was horrible. He's such a bad influence on my angel dog, is what I'm saying. Anyway, horrible day. I immediately bought another pair of those shoes, but it was painful because they're expensive. But they were really well made, though. Really, and they're the only expensive pair of shoes I've got. I feel guilty about it, but they're the only expensive pair that I own. The rest are like $30 Skechers, you know, H&M. All right, let's go ahead and announce the winner. So what I did is we had 19 phone calls in the past month, and I put them all in a spreadsheet in the order that they were received, 1 through 19, and I'm going to use Google to generate a random number, and whoever it lands on, they're the winner. So drum roll, please. Okay, it's number 4, and number 4 is Gary. So Gary in Portland, Oregon, you're the next contestant on The Price is Right. Come on down. All right, well, Gary, I don't know how you're getting the money from Kathy Bacon, but you'll get an email from me with the Amazon gift card for $50, and I guess you need to get a hold of Kathy Bacon to find out how you're getting the $50 from her. Unless I was supposed to include that in the gift card. I'm not really sure. But yeah, I'll be emailing you, and you listen to these episodes right away. Gary, it may be tomorrow before you get it. I mean, don't expect that you would already have it before I release this, because I gotta ice some cookies tonight, Gary. But congratulations. I hope that makes your Christmas bright. Maybe you can use it with your employee discount at IKEA. All right, well, I will end this here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can also call. My voicemail is not ending. I would love more calls, 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow on Christmas Eve. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.